I've never said that people would change their consumption habits at all. But in actual fact, considering what an enormous operation the Danish fat tax was, how much it cost businesses, and what a burden it placed both on the producers and the consumers, the effect is very, very trivial, really. You know, a reduction of 5% in butter consumption from all that. And butter is the thing that you expect to see the largest effect with, because there's so much saturated fat in it. We're talking really a marginal effect on consumption, let alone on obesity. And as the report says, we just simply don't know what effect it would have on health or obesity. I suspect it would be below the point at which you can measure it.
But is it not true, though, that these kind of taxes would lead to more of a kind of a cultural change indirectly? And that might be kind of hard to measure, or if measurable, be long term.
Well, yeah, possibly. But I guess what happened in Denmark, you had this in 15 months. It didn't seem to change the culture at all. While it was in, it hasn't changed it since. So in that instance, no, that's not what happened. You could argue that if it had been in place for 5 or 10 years, maybe it would have done. It probably would have done. Yeah, no economist argues that price doesn't have an effect on consumption. Of course, taxes have an effect on consumption. That's not the question. The question is whether the tax is proportionate, whether the reduction in consumption leads to health benefits, and whether essentially the benefits outweigh the costs. And so if you look at it in the round, as the people and the government of Denmark did, they saw that the reduction in consumption of some of these foods, where it could be measured at all, was really quite trivial. The other effects to do with employment and administrative burden and people going over the border to Germany and downgrading to poorer products and so on, was just not worth it. And so in the end, it was a political decision. But of course, it has to be a political decision. There's nothing wrong with that. Politicians need to look at every side of the ledger when bringing these policies in. And the message I take from the EU report is that, yes, of course, tax can be used as a tool, and it will have some effect on the margins on consumption, but it also weighs very obvious costs both to the consumer and to the manufacturers and retailers.